This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the murder conviction of Christopher Dean Krieger. Krieger was convicted of raping and murdering a Sioux Falls woman in her home in 2014. He appealed his conviction, saying the judge made errors at trial that prejudiced the jury against him and that there was not enough evidence to support a guilty verdict. At oral arguments last month, Assistant Attorney General Ann Myers told Supreme Court justices that the jury heard Krieger's objections to the evidence.
This is a jury question. All these things that you see in here, these are jury questions, questions of fact for the jury. They heard it at trial. They rejected it. It's no more persuasive here today than it was at trial.
Krieger is confined in the state penitentiary where he serves a sentence of life without possibility of parole. The Supreme Court finds the trial court made no prejudicial errors and that the evidence was sufficient for the jury to find Krieger guilty. For past coverage on this case, visit listen.stpb.org and find a link to this story. South Dakota lawmakers are set to consider a ban on public school teaching with regard to gender identity in elementary and middle schools. Nathan Smith with the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network says South Dakota would be the first in the nation to block instruction on gender identity or gender expression. The bill includes public school students through seventh grade. A spokeswoman for the South Dakota Department of Education says she's not aware of any schools currently addressing gender identity. Republican Senator Phil Jensen sponsors the bill. He says he has constituents concerned that it might become an issue. In the weather forecast, a winter storm warning is in effect for Harding County through late tonight, and a winter weather advisory is up for West River through southeastern South Dakota through Friday morning. Cloudy with snow tonight, lows from 5 below to 5 above, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with snow likely West River and in the southern half of the state, highs from 5 to 10.